Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Donnie Football, filling this final 45 minutes in for Joe Starkey, who had to scoot out of here. Bob Pompeiani, I think he's, what, at the parade for the Riverhounds or something today?
The celebration.
Austin Bechtold is here. He's behind the glass. Jeff Hathorn is on the fan hotline. That's brought to you by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Jeff and Austin, I apologize if there is a read attached to this because Joe took off with all of his papers, so he left me with nothing in front of me.
Don't worry, Donnie. This is the Hawk Report. That was a terrible Hawk. Brought to you by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. The Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union Visa Card. 5% cash back for every dollar spent through December 31st.
Jeff, you joined the guys yesterday. Do you feel any different about the prediction that you made for Sunday? You're always the first one that they make pick.
Right.
When it comes to the, you know, any given Sunday for the Steelers.
Man, I think I'm beyond the point where I could tell you from practice to practice what this team is going to do on a game day. So no, I'm nothing has changed that. I mean, you hear some of the things you like to hear, but until they do it on a field, I mean, that's kind of where I'm at with this. Some of the things I've liked what I heard. I actually liked a lot of what Arthur Smith said about this isn't for the meek and you have to own it. And you know what? I'm looking at all options. Like, all right. But remember last year when it was burning the boats, and what did they do? They ran like a halfback option pass. Maybe I think that was like the one play that they ran to, you know, to burn the boats. Like, it's all great talk, but what's going to happen on Sunday in Baltimore and how different is it going to be than the last time they were there?
They brought in Justin Fields for like one play, I think.
Right. Yeah.
They said, hey, we're not going to hold anything back.
Right. Burn the boats. And, well, they burned okay. They just burned in dock.
Does it give you any hope after seeing how bad the Ravens looked on Thanksgiving and that, you know, they are certainly not a team without flaws?
Yeah, and I was just going to use that same word. I think it's a pair of flawed teams. That at any moment those flaws could doom a certain game, and this train timing is perfect. So yeah, I mean, from that standpoint, I mean, they're not invincible. I don't look at them like I may have, say, not even as much last year as say 2 years ago when they were rolling and it's like, man, this is going to be brutal if the Steelers are playing like they were. Baltimore's got flaws. I mean, their defense is not perfect. They've made mistakes on offense. We haven't seen that kind of rhythm from Lamar Jackson since maybe early in the season. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a challenge that they still have to do it, but it's not like it's an impossible task for them to win in Baltimore Sunday.
Who do you think the healthier quarterback is on Sunday?
Wow. I know that Aaron will get hit less. So, I mean, maybe at the end of the game it'll be Aaron. But you're right. Both of these quarterbacks are dealing with injury. And it was interesting yesterday that Aaron, you know, talked about getting under center. And Arthur mentioned that today about the importance of, you know, how that can change some of the things they do. So we'll see more on Friday kind of where that wrist is with Aaron Rodgers and if he can indeed take some snaps under center. But, you know, all that's moot if they can't get a run game going because no one's going to believe play action if you don't have a consistent run game.
Talking to Jeff Hathorn, sports director, 93.7 The Fan, 93.7thefan.com. A similar split in the run game because Kenneth Gainwell, as much as I will critique some of their bad free agent signings, he's been a very good one. He's probably been the best of this current crop.
And Donnie, he's the one guy that you'd say this is exactly what you thought you might get when you signed him. I mean, very few of the guys that they brought in can you say, all right, that's what you thought. Change of pace, third down guy who if he gets hot, you can give him the ball more. He's been all of that. I mean, he's not been an all pro. He's not. I don't think he's the lead back, but I think he is a guy that if he's rolling, he's a guy you can give the ball more to. And I go into a game like this and, you know, let's see how they're running. I mean, there are times where I guess, let me say this. Overall, they need to run it more. And I would like to see more opportunities for the run game. How that split doesn't matter to me. It's just like who's running better, who's having a better day, that person should get more carries. And that's kind of how they designed it at the start of the season, although they did expect Caleb Johnson to be a part of it, and he hasn't been.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you felt, has it felt different at all at the facility this week after everything that went down on Sunday? Not only is it an ugly loss on the field, but you hear the Fire Tomlin chants, you hear Renegade get booed. Did it feel any different this week, you going to see these guys practice?
I mean, does it seem a little bit more serious? Yes. Do they kind of understand the magnitude of this game? Yes. I mean, is it drastically different? No, but I mean, is there more of an edge to these first couple of practices? I would agree with that, but again, we'll see how that translates on Sunday. But yeah, I mean, it's not like you see guys goofing around. I mean, there's been a lot of guys kind of sticking to themselves and keeping quiet. You don't hear the music in the locker room, and I don't think that really matters. But my point to that is, like, they just seem to be a little bit more I don't know if reflective, if it's serious, if it's just ticked off. I think it's a combination of all those emotions. Embarrassed. I think all of those are playing into what we're seeing in the locker room this week.
In that same breath, does it feel to you like this is a week where we will see Steelers and Ravens? Because it really doesn't to me. Like, I mean, these games always felt like a huge deal. And it kind of just feels like any other game. And it's Steelers, Ravens, both teams are 6-6. Both teams are atop the AFC North, and the winner will be in the driver's seat I don't know. It just doesn't feel like it quite has, you know, the amount of flair and juice as it did, you know, even in recent years, but, you know, certainly, right, you know, the last 10 to 15.
Well, in the four cities in the AFC North, it matters because, you know, somebody's going to walk out of that stadium with the lead, barring a tie. And, you know, that will change it at least for a week. But no, I mean, to your point, nationally, what's the game everybody's talking about? It's Green Bay, Chicago. It's the other North that is kind of the game that's getting a lot of national attention because of how those two teams have played. And rightly so. I mean, it's two 500 teams. I don't think this is yet, you know, the old NFC or AFC South, although, you know, shout out to the AFC South. They're a lot better this year, but this isn't, I don't think, that situation. But yeah, it's kind of like, oh, that's nice, the old rivalry, but it's not, it just doesn't have the oomph just because both these teams sit at 500.
Will the Steelers use Pat Freiermuth anymore on Sunday?
Well, it wouldn't be because we aren't asking about it, that's for sure. Recent games would tell you no. I there was no answer today that told me that, okay, they're gonna throw Freiermuth out there, or he's going to be a bigger part of the game plan. Aaron saying after practice yesterday that, you know, it's above his pay grade, which is interesting because he makes more than the coordinators. But I would love to just say yes, they're really going to. I don't think so. I don't think Darnell's done anything to limit his snap count, and we know that they're trying to find ways to get Jonnu the football. And if Adam Thielen plays, I'm not saying that directly takes snaps from Freiermuth, but that might take pass opportunities from Freiermuth.
How did things go down in the final couple of weeks of Darius Slay's Steelers tenure? Because he was yet again one of those guys that when he signed here, he just talked so glowingly about Mike Tomlin. You know, he wanted to play for Mike Tomlin his whole career, and he did not even make it through, I mean, what, three quarters of the season, would you say? He made it about three quarters of the way through the season before he was out of here. And even earlier than that, he was a healthy scratch.
Right. So you're right about things he said at the beginning of the year. I think him being in protocol, we hadn't talked to him in a couple of weeks. But there was nothing in here, nothing in the room, nothing that we saw, nothing that we've heard where it was some huge blow up or he went into you know, Terrell Austin's office and then went to Mike and said, you know, this is whatever. I think the Steelers had moved on from him and he thought he could go somewhere else and be a factor and then doesn't report to Buffalo. But there was no indications that there was any like big issue with him leaving. It just was one of those signings that didn't work out. And it seems like it, from everything we don't hear, that it was amicable.
Jeff Hathorn, check him out, 937thefan.com. Jeff, thank you so much. I will talk to you on Sunday morning.
Talk to you then. Thanks, Donnie. Thanks,
Lemus. There we go. Thanks, Jeff. One and only Jeff Hathorn, sports director, 937thefan, 937thefan.com. PM team coming up in just under 15 minutes. We have a Football Friday tomorrow. Joe will be back in the fold. I will be across from him in this seat. Austin taking one of his little vacation days tomorrow. Hey, you got to use them.
You got to use them or else you lose them, Donnie. And yep. I have a lot that I still left to use before the end of the year.
Listen, I mean, I took like half of December off last year because I had so many. So more power to you there. I will be back with Joe for a Football Friday tomorrow. I will be with Andrew Filippone in just about 10 minutes. PM team starts at 2.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. we host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.